coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's September 29th, 2022, Thursday. And I'm so glad to have with me Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. You know, folks, I just want to mention this too. The mini conference that we did with respect to the Aztec alien connection, Mexican. I'm going to tell you something that's still available. If you want to check that out. It's still relevant. I mean, it's more than relevant today, and it's still available. Also, if you haven't done so, please. There's a lot of great information coming from Steve Quayle from his intelligence briefings. That's what I call them. Okay, sign up for those too. You will not regret that, because the information, it's timely. It's through the lens of biblical prophecy, but it's also through the analysis of Steve Quayle, and I think that's really good. And Steve Quayle was one of the very first people to talk about HAARP, and I mentioned HAARP because I received a telephone call from a good friend, professional, actually, today, asking about the potential of HAARP being involved in the hurricane, in Hurricane Ian, the fact that it was so consolidated, condensed, if you will, but powerful. And as a matter of fact, hundreds are feared dead, according to the sheriff's department. And almost 3 million people are without power. I mean, imagine that. Imagine the massive nature of that storm. And I am concerned about some friends I have down in, well, actually right where it hit. And hopefully they're, I've not been able to contact them. And I do hope that they fared okay. It's also worth noting too the way we're going. You know, people talk about money, they talk about power, they talk about control. One last thing, Fauci. You look at Fauci's net worth, and you know, I don't know about you, but during this scamdemic, this lockdown, did your net worth go up, folks? I'm just asking. Maybe it did. Maybe you, but ours certainly sure didn't. But Fauci, his net worth soared over $5 million. He went from right around $7 million net worth to almost $13 million net worth during this. So the reason I mention that is, you know, you look at, you know, the old Latin phrase, about who benefits and cui bono. And that's, to me, that's something that we should consider. All right, with me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I did not get the email of the title, Steve, but nonetheless, you can certainly state the title. But the bottom line here is, you know, we're looking at war. We're looking at economic collapse. We're looking at a lot of stuff hitting the fan. In a short amount of time, and it's a deliberate. It's a feature, not a flaw. So with that, Steve, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your accommodating me, and I appreciate you being on. How are you?
Good, Doug. And I think there's a lot to talk about today, especially with as long as many of us on talk radio have been talking about weather modification. We've been talking about the U.S. Air Force document, We Own the Weather 2025, weather as a force multiplier. And kudos to your doctor friend that you were talking to. I first broke the news, the man who wrote the book, Nick Baggage, on Angels Don't Play This HAARP, started out on talk radio, I think 25 years ago. I could be off on a couple of years, but the point is that the technology for weather modification and weather wars is a fact that cannot be argued with. Now, it's a fact that can be denied. And I got to be telling you this, ignorance excuses no man, But I want everyone to understand that during that, there were so many power surges and focused energy. Bernard Eastland's patent, 4686605, I've memorized it. I don't, have the other 299 patents memorized, but you can go on geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington, geoengineering, all one word, watch.org, and see all the patents. And Doug, it's overwhelming how weather is so, how do I say this, so much the ultimate weapon of choice. How many people are going to die in Florida? How many people have died in Florida? Obviously, close to 3 million people without power. And look at the timing. This is what I want you to understand. The timing, there hasn't been a hurricane such as this, but look at how close we are. Interesting, to the upcoming elections. And, you know, this is so heartbreaking. But what I'm saying, and I intend to make it clear today, thank you for allowing me to come on today, as every time you let me come on Thursday. And ladies and gentlemen, the energy pumped into HAARP, which is in Gakona, G-A-K-O-N-A, Alaska, was doubled and focused. Imagine if you could take a microwave oven and you could basically put in a turkey. And by the way, I'm not a cook, I'm not a chef, but I'm just using this as an example. And in this case, it's our goose, actually not a turkey, our goose that's being cooked, and focus a beam of that microwave radiation on, let's say, one of the wings. And you would see a instantaneous almost brown spot, if not the whole thing catching fire. This is what is happening and has happened in Florida. This is what's going to happen up and down the coast. Weather as a force multiplier. Now, I want to give everybody a cold bucket of water in their face. Who has the most to gain by Florida being devastated? Well, it isn't Jeopardy questions. Who is the natural contender for the president of the United States? And it isn't Donald Trump. It's obviously Governor DeSantis, who, when the whole country was locked up and locked down and absolutely brought to our knees, put into solitary confinement, who's one guy that went on record and stood? Now, look, I like Governor DeSantis a lot. I look at the fruit, not the, let's just say this, the garbled language around explanations. And by the way, Doug, I'm told that Fauci's net worth by an international banking concern is it's in the hundreds of millions. You cannot even make those numbers match by all the patents he has access to or a part of. So, you know, so that's just a distracting article, okay?
I believe that. But this is something the reason I mentioned that is this is something people have seen in the news. I believe it's much more than that, because obviously his wife, who makes more than he does, when they retire, they're going to be making, upwards of $750,000 a year just in retirement benefits from their positions. But I do believe, like you said, because of their net worth, shell corporations and other, remember how hard he fought not to allow any type of questioning about how much he's receiving in kickbacks or in royalties from the different pharmaceuticals. You're right. So I agree. It's much, much, much more than that. But for the masses out there who read the mainstream media, that should wake them up if, you know, anyway,
well, go ahead. And let me ask you this, based on everything we know now about the vaccination, and I believe it's not in the millions, I believe it's in the hundreds of millions of people all over the world. Okay. I think that it's imperative that we come to the understanding that the news is only what they say it is, the narrative, the mega corporation. So there can be no expectation of the truth coming out of the mainstream accessories to murder, because that's what I call the MSM. I add an AT in there. It's just like the Department of Justice. I call it the DOIJ, Department of Injustice. But ladies and gentlemen, today I go back to the cold bucket of water. or any of you that are doing the cryo, you get in a hot tub and then you jump into a cold tub of water, we need to get an awakening, because and I'm not talking about New Age term. I'm talking about we need to absolutely put to death the expectation of any truth coming from the mainstream media, Doug. So in essence, we're talking about a hurricane, let's just call it this, a weaponized weather event designed to destroy. Thank you so much for that, Eric. Designed to literally destroy one of the conservative and the most important states in the upcoming presidential election. Though I'm on record as believing it's not going to happen, because we're now, and as you look at this, ladies and gentlemen, all these that are scrolling down on the screen, you know, atomizing attachment for airplane engine exhaust, that's what you're seeing in the dissipation of the aerosolization of the chemtrails. And Doug, still today, I have people emailing me saying, well, I don't believe weather modification. Let's deal with those who do understand it. But let's also see the sinister nature, the destructive, the human hate of the unseen hand of Lucifer that is controlling the world's leadership and with one goal in mind, and that's a maximum destruction of human beings. Your comments, sir. I'm just,
you know, I'm amazed as this, and folks, if you're listening to this on the radio or wherever you might, audio, if you go to HagmanReport.com and check this list out. In fact, the link will be in the program description box. I'm amazed, Steve, as I'm looking at this. I mean, how can you deny, when there's a patent for weather modification device, how can you deny that it exists? Method, I mean, we know about cloud seeding. Okay, we got that. But some of these patents here, this is undeniable. And the dates on them, how long they've been in use. And so what do we have today? We've got to have some pretty interesting things in use today that people don't know about. Wow. Okay. My comment is simply, wow. Okay. I mean, folks, wake up. And to see it in print like that is something, wow, extraordinary. Go ahead.
Well, it's interesting because, again, ladies and gentlemen, always follow the money and who has the most to gain. Now, I think it's critical that everybody puts into their thinking cap, those who even can get one or have one, that you're watching the systematic destruction of human life all over the planet, whether it's war, famine, plague, but more important, injecticide. Genocide equals injecticide. And I'm going to coin that term for the first time, basically, on your show, Doug, because I find that the goal of, let's say this, a transhumanist, a transgenderist, those who want to destroy God's beautiful, magnificent creation, they always want to redefine words. And so I'm going to put it into a word frame, and that's why I come up with these words, that people will automatically understand injecticide equals genocide. And now we're being told that we're changing to mosquito-borne or insecticide that's going to be used for genocide against humanity. And ladies and gentlemen, the bioweaponization of some of the most deadly diseases, especially transmitted from insects, is overwhelming. So the idea is it will be sold to the global and the world, let's say this, dumbed down citizens, that we're going to release a bunch of mosquitoes and they're going to give you an automatic vaccination. You're going to be well. To hell with their well. They're going to try and kill us all. You know, Doug, it's interesting, isn't it? All of us at some point in our life reflect on our early years. We all look back at certain areas of life, we say, well, I wish I would have, I wish I could have, I knew I should have, and all the, what are they called, coulda, shoulda, would-haves. But ladies and gentlemen, the pattern for destruction is already in play. And I'm not being melodramatic. How many people are losing everything? The state of Florida is a good example. All the people that lived in the retirement manufactured homes, trailers, those things are flattened. And some of the retirement areas are gone forever. And they don't even know how many people are dead yet. But I want everyone to understand that ignorance excuses no man. And God declares clearly in his holy word that his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And not because God doesn't warn, but because God's people set it aside. In essence, well, we'll acknowledge that God exists. And we'll, if we're Christians, we'll know Jesus died in history, but forgetting he's coming again, forgetting he will judge even the Christians on the basis of their works. Works don't save a Christian, but works should be the outflow of life in the Christian. So, ladies and gentlemen, because the salt of the earth has lost its savor, because the light of the world has gone out, because we've made friends with the world. And by the way, in my opinion, let's just call it this. Christendom was never meant to be ecumenical whoredom. That's a powerful statement. Christendom, the world of Jesus Christ, the Christian world, was never meant to become the world of whoredom. And we've become a nation of whores, religious whores, political whores, and we've sold our birthright that was so graciously given to us. There's no liberty and justice any longer in this country. Look at the weaponization. Doug, you were one of the first people to talk about legal lawfare, which would be the law as an implement of warfare. And Eric, will you put the scripture up right now, sir, if you would, out of Jeremiah? Because I think it's really critical that people see this scripture. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is important that you find this out. God isn't railing and basically presenting his case to the wicked or the unsaved or even to the claimants to be followers of the God of Israel. But he says this: "For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he's that set a snare, as they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, houses of worship. Therefore, as they are become great and waxen rich." Are you kidding me? The, what do I call it? The televangelists openly brag, some of them, about being billionaires. I have no problem with people being billionaires. I do on the back of the sheep. I have problems when the sheep are shorn and then they turn up in mutton pots. In other words, they're absolutely destroyed. Now, they are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. In other words, the wicked got a great thing going, but the people that claim to be Christians even have a better thing going. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Are you kidding me? We got people on the streets in America. We got veterans. We got people that have been Americans, taxpayers, and we just shut them the shanties, and we pump, $70 billion into the Ukraine. And I'm sorry, but I wish that, how do I say this? I wish that for 1 minute, no, God, for 1 hour, you would break the deception over the land so everyone would see clearly. For the intercessors out there, that's what you can pray. But the bottom line is that people just want to have it so. Now, listen, listen to this. This even gets better. "Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?" Now, Doug, I would like your comment on this. You know, again, I've been on your show. Thank you so much. But we're seeing some of the craziest, I would say it this way, south end of the donkey prophecies that have nothing to do with calling people to repentance. They're after the fact. They even want you to, sign up for the Hear a Prophecy a Day Club. Yet that last verse, Doug, says it all. It says that God has laid out the evidence, yet he says his people love to have it. So go ahead, sir, and comment.
Well, okay. But by the way, folks, that's a very, very, to me, that's a very strong set of scriptures there. Jeremiah 31:26-31. I gotta say this. Breaking that down into two different thought patterns here. Over the weekend, the past weekend, I saw a woman by the name of Sharona Bishop, America's Mom, organize a group to go to a Christian, and I use that only as they use this. I can't remember the name of the church in Katy, Texas. And in this so-called Christian church, the pastors and those people there brought in people, drag transvestites, the most perverse of the perverse. And they were celebrating this kind of behavior. Okay. And I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the other various denominations allowing lesbian bishops and homosexual priests and again, various stuff. It covers a wide range of faiths. But I'm looking at this. I'm thinking, you know, if I don't even mean to be blasphemous, but I mean, wouldn't God be a little upset this is happening in his supposed house? Okay, I don't even know how to express my horror, shock, dismay, displeasure with these so-called men and women of the cloth. I just don't, it just doesn't, there's nothing I can think of that can reconcile any of this, because none of this is done loving your fellow man, loving your brother and sister. It's all done, as you put it, in the whoredom. And I think that covers a lot of things, including from the prostitution there to the monetary gains, which is just shameful, especially when you're living in a, you know, gazillion-dollar house and people are starving, veterans are you know, wanting, widows are needing. So all of that said, and then the prophetic side of things, how many false prophets can we endure, Steve? And that's my question to you. How many false prophecies can we endure as Christians? I just, again, you know, I'm out of my element here.
Well, no, I can help you, because that's the really important question, Doug. The thing that separated the early church Christians, the book of Acts, and the history of the price they paid for the faith, the apostles, the disciples, and the followers of Jesus, from that point on, after the resurrection, they had one thing that God commanded them to do, to go into the world, preach the gospel. He said, I'm not going to let you go, though, without the power of the Holy Spirit. Christians no longer even believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the most important one being discerning of spirits. We are led by lies. We are led by lies. We are absolutely in the realm now, in my opinion, based on the biblical narrative history of life to this point. We are totally at the end of the age, and God's people who claim, now I want to make it clear, I'm going to change a word that I'm no longer going to say Christian claimants. I'm going to say this. There's two basically, I'd say categories. The remnant, those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that are bought with the blood of the Lamb, that are his and known to him. See, I know a lot of people say, I know Jesus. I said, with that attitude, he doesn't know you. I'm serious. And somebody said, how can you make that statement? It's simple. The Apostle Paul said, they who are spiritual, that doesn't mean super spiritual, but those who are bought by the blood of the Lamb through faith in Jesus Christ basically are given access to the gift of the Holy Spirit. One of the most important is discerning of spirits. That means you're looking behind. A good example is Biden. How is it that Biden could be led by an Easter bunny, confused by a stage, okay, ask people for help, talk about dead women, not even recognizing they're dead, be incoherent, absolutely manifesting a poster child for dementia. And all of a sudden he goes lucid, and he goes lucid and almost with a glee in his eye. Let me give you a good example. Nord Stream 1 and 2 were in the sights of the U.S. government when Biden is on record and Victoria Nuland were on record and being asked about Nord Stream 1 and 2, that when it, you know, that it was going to come online. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Tucker Carlson, kudos, God bless him, laid it out in 14 minutes better than anybody, better than I could ever do, better than Doug could ever do. And that's not, I'm not comparing ourselves. I'm just saying that who had the most to gain, obviously, the United States government, Biden et al. So how is it that that entity can basically go from, the Easter Bunny boy to somebody being so lucidly evil, in my opinion? And what's the difference? Well, I believe that it has everything to do with a supernatural possession at times, that when he's lucid, that Lucifer literally fills his mouth. Now, people will say, well, how can you make a statement like that? Well, listen, Judas, when he betrayed Jesus, it says in the Bible, Satan entered into him. Satan is a name that means adversary. I'm not going to argue with people that, oh, Lucifer and Satan are different people. No, they're not. According to the words of Jesus, I don't care what scholars say in their, and I would say this, their attempt to make them two separate, Satan means adversary. So is it so far removed that when you've got an entity destroying the country as he has, and yet having ties to a pipeline apart from Nord Stream 1 and 2, and has his, how should I say this? He has commercial interests, and we have no ability. See, this is what I don't think I can explain. Maybe you can.
Well, if I can interject this.
Yes.
Let me do this. Everyone is familiar with the clips of Joe Biden wandering the stages, lost, having to Jill Biden clap like she's, some sort of principal at a reform school, trying to get the attention of a class in order to get Joey Sixplug's attention, okay, in order to guide him off the stage so he doesn't wander off. I mean, this you're familiar with these folks, but I don't know, are you familiar with this? Watch this, because this was done in February of this year, prior to Russia's incursion into Ukraine. So watch this 20 seconds here. Here it is.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
So you go from that, Steve, from that lucid type of an appearance and that assertiveness in front of a group of people, unscripted apparently, because he was taking questions, to somebody that's... acting like an Alzheimer's patient or a dementia-ridden person. And so what you mentioned, that has come up as a question in many people's minds. And so there's two parts. Could it very well be an entity? And I say that with all seriousness. And the second part is, who benefits too from the... from what happened to the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. So this is something I think that really needs addressed, and your analysis is important on this. So go ahead, sir.
Well, here's the deal. We know that there was a carrier group, Hal Turner, kudos again, in the vicinity. I was just told recently, anonymously, that there were many transmissions encrypted, obviously, going back and forth between that battle group and the event that took place. Obviously, there are stories out there about surveillance planes flying over, etc. when you ask who profits, in essence, the only ones that profit are the ones that declared they were going to do it ahead of time. So I think this is critical, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a proxy war of the United States and Western Europe, NATO specifically, against Russia. And I'm personally tired of the vilification of President Putin and the look. I think the guy is a genius for what he's done with the ruble. That doesn't mean that I endorse his policies. But if you cannot separate through critical thinking when someone's operating the best interest of their country versus when someone's trying to destroy their country, as I believe the entity is and has, along with the congressional critters and the senatorial whores, and I'm talking male and female, obviously both exist in the real world. But what is lacking is this, not only critical thinking, but the inability to see what this means to the U.S. Interest rates are rising. The housing market is going into a tailspin. We're seeing inflation. The Fed has openly, Federal Reserve, basically stated they've lost control. The Bank of England was literally minutes away from declaring force majeure, which means all the British money, all the British pounds, and all the euro, that would have set up a cascading failure beyond anything. Now, these are facts, Doug. There are stories. You can go to my website, stevequayle.com, today and see that, and tonight. And so the point is that how much evidence is enough? My statement, I ask the question, I'll answer it. Evidently, when people cannot think, evidence has no value. Would you say that's a fair statement?
100% accurate. And I think not only when there's a lack of critical thinking skills, I think that there's an element of delusion that is, it's not just merely not having the critical thinking skills. It is having erroneous or wrong-headed thinking skills in the form of a delusion that, hey, everything's all right. Or, hey, like you mentioned with the Biden factor, that's just, hey, look, out of thousands of speeches he makes, he makes a few gaffes here and there. We all do that. Well, no, or it's normal, gaffes are normal. No, it's not. And stop convincing yourselves. Folks, stop convincing yourselves that this is normal. Nothing about anything that we're seeing is normal. I don't even know if I answered your question, but there it is.
Well, here's the thing. If you live in a perpetual state of denial, and that's a comfort zone, and it's a protective zone, It's like, how many times have you, Doug, or I, everybody who's listening to us, had their family members, their close acquaintances, or more importantly, I know Christians that have gone to the pastors and said, you've got to deal with this. How are we, your flock, supposed to deal with this? And the pastors will say, a literal example, our church doesn't deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Of course, they don't. So it's called, again, reality disengagement syndrome. The virtual world and the metaverse is a total perverse. And what is perverted, the separation has been a mind control, separation from reality has been a mind control plot, plan, and scheme of not just the CIA, MK Ultra. If you don't believe these things exist, then do your homework. You know, it's interesting. If people who don't think we're telling them what's true is true, why do they even listen? Well, I have an answer for that. Because deep down, they cannot account for events out of their denial cocoon. Does that make sense? If they become so insulated from reality and insulated from the ramifications of the events taking place that are going to destroy their lives, for instance, what's going to happen when 26% of all British mortgages, those people hit the streets? because all that amount of adjustable rate mortgages are coming due. Same thing in the USA. The absolute lack of warning, or more importantly, the response to warning, we brought this up. And I want to say this, never in the history of the world has a nation under attack and being totally destroyed, if you will, step by step, that I know of in history, except maybe Israel, the ancient Israel, have they denied the reality of what was going on around them at the expense of the loss in the United States case of 90% of the population. 90% of the population. Let me be blunt and bottom line it. I was trying to come up with a word for blunt and bottom line, but the destruction of 90% of the American population by the year 2025 by one of the Rockefeller's think tanks, the Deagle Report, that doesn't affect anybody who's listening to this. We're talking, ladies and gentlemen, about 250 million people being destroyed. And that, just to put into perspective, only 1 out of every 10 people you see will live. And unless they're the elite, they won't be your friends and loved ones. This is what we're up against. This is why God's word said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because he doesn't tell them what's going on, but because they reject what is going on. And Doug, I don't know if there's any more time to, how should I say this? Try and be, now I'm not politically correct, and at this point where we're at in time, any lives spared are critical. In my eyes, any intervention in people's lives for their sake and for their good and for their benefit is what we're all about. We're to rescue the perishing. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, every American citizen outside the elite is a perishable good.
So that's
God's judgment is on the United States of America.
I mean,
I don't care who promises prosperity and, oh, a great wealth of the wicked is being restored up for the righteous, and we're going to have a great revival. There's no place in Scripture where a nation as far gone as ours has a revival without repentance. And quite candidly, I believe it's too late. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I just want to be clear. This is our charge. This, as Christians, I'll say Christians, although the majority of Christians who are engaged in this activity, I believe, are conservative Christians, morally, politically, socially conservative. So this is our charge. This is what we are to do. This is our task, is to save the unsaved or attempt to save the unsaved. And if I'm hearing you correctly, because of the delusion that's out there, because of the lack of the ability of people to critically think or think critically, then move on and just save as many souls as you can. I mean, that's what we're tasked to do at this moment in time. Is that what I'm hearing? No, you're muted, brother. You're muted.
Yep, okay. I got it.
All right.
Apologize for that. We are to not only just, quote, save souls, we're to rescue the perishing. We're to feed the hungry. We're to bind up the brokenhearted. We're to encourage those who have no courage. We're to put hope, place hope in those who have no hope. We're to intervene in the human lives that God brings across us. Yes, we feed them. Yes, we do the things. We do the things that the world isn't doing. They want the poor dead. They want the needy dead. And Doug, your viewers, my viewers, our composite listening audience has been generous when we started, you know, a couple of years ago with a veterans ministry, even though we've had some fakes, but by the grace of God, been able to cut through that. Also widows and also orphans. I can't tell you how I'm excited to present Jesus to backslidden Christians. I'm talking about people that are in the world without hope. I can give them hope. Somebody says, all you talk about is negative, negatives, negative, and you're Jesus stuff. I said, Jesus transformed the world. He absolutely put in their place men and elevated women, the woman at the well, the woman taken in adultery. Jesus is the ultimate defender of women who were abused. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got women at war with men, men at war with women, men and men, women and women, and then 54 varieties of pronoun people. Transformation is through the transgenderification or transgenderizing of the United States and the world, and also the transhumanism movement. Now, isn't it interesting that the trans movement ultimately ends up in transformation? Because now they're talking about doing away with biological reproduction. And let us make man in our image. The oldest lie in the book now is the most prominent, I'd say, effort in the present. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing men who want to become gods, who want to kill any truth tellers, who want to destroy any alternative news. And I want to say this, Doug, we've been accused of being conspiracy theorists, fear mongers, fear porn, all that stuff. By the way, all those words were introduced in the American language through the CIA and through neuro-linguistic programming. But who cares, right? See, in essence, people will complain, but they won't contend for the faith. That's a really good statement. They will, how do I say this? Try and get someone else to do for them what only they can do for themselves. That typically manifests itself in, we should do something. Well, what is that person who says we doing? You know, have you ever wondered that, Doug? I have. And look, I'm pleading. We are at, ladies and gentlemen, a declared war in the background against Russia. Russia understands that. And what most people don't understand and can't get it through their head, that what we're seeing in the Nazification of the United States and the Ukraine is a perfect marriage made in hell. When I wrote the book, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II, they did, they do, and they rule the world now. Russia lost 27 to 30 million people fighting the Nazis. When you have, it's interesting, everything is flipped. The United States openly declared its war on God. Openly, the Democratic platform, God has no place on our platform, and all the actions, everything that you could do to flaunt sin and rebellion in the face of a holy God has been done. And the Republicans and the chirpers, you know, the flockers, those who just chirp, 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 chirp. They tell the public, oh, I'm standing for conservative values. And then they basically, you know, link up with the Democrats behind the scenes and get their Chinese payroll checks. Okay. That's a real statement. So now we've got a problem. When the people who have elected the people to represent them, when the people who represent them supposedly turn on them and throw them to the wolves, I maintain people are following the wrong shepherd. I maintain that there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And that the advice I can give to everybody is our only hope is in the living God, in his supernatural provision, because what you're going to end up with is you're going to end up with a very biblical Book of Revelations situation where you can't buy, rent, sell, or trade, except you have the mark of the beast or the number of his name on your forehead or on your wrist. And never in history has that ever come to pass or the technology been there. I'm telling everyone who will listen, thank you for those who have ears to hear. We are in a countdown. Nuclear war can happen with one stupid move, and you will never know from the United States government what's really going on. I've been told you better not tell people what DEFCON defense condition we're at because that's top secret. Are you kidding me? You can go on international websites and they'll tell you. Do you think Finland landing jets on their highway is because things are going to simmer down? Obviously, Finland and Russia, very close in proximity.
Yeah, that's normal. That's normal.
Yeah, every and see, this is interesting. In the world of profaneness, the word of the Lord comes, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. That's where we're at. Woe unto them who will stay silent in the face of evil, which is evil itself. That's a very famous statement. Woe unto those that watch as 450 Americans are beat and put into solitary confinement. And one of the guys tied to his chair for 12 hours, beaten so bad, it destroys his eye. It destroys his eye. That's you and that's I in the future if you don't stand now, or worse. Where is the Department of Justice? It no longer exists. The Pledge of Allegiance no longer exists. It exists in the mind. And isn't it interesting, Doug, the number one group, God bless each and every one of you veterans out there, the number one group that was in the target of the globalists, and I said it, I've been on talk radio for 25 years. No, I take that back. I'm sorry, 28 years as a host and 30 years or more as a guest. But the veterans were in the target of the globalists because they were the only ones trained that could resist, because they're trained to resist. Now we see it in the red flag laws. We see the veterans on the streets. We see them being denied their life-saving medication. We see every promise. And then we're told that our military says, you know, to the Army, go get food stamps. Well, $47,000 a year goes to the average immigrant. I am furious. And I'm going to be very nice in this. I am absolutely perturbed that it means so little to so many Americans when so many people have paid their lives, have laid down for liberty and justice for all. And now there is no liberty, there is no justice, and there is no freedom. And if you think you have freedom, you have it for but a breath and a whisper of time. I'm astonished. And for the record, it was made public. Russia's advanced weaponry supersedes ours. And the Pentagon's response from people I know that know certain generals active duty and those who are retired is simply, well, we don't believe they have that technology. Well, I can only say this. When Russia puts out the mock-up of their Poseidon nuclear torpedo with the capability of 100 megaton nuclear warhead, well, they only explode the Tsar Bomba, and it only had a 50 megaton explosion, TSAR, like Tsar Nicholas Bomba, meaning bomb. When they demonstrated to the world they have hypersonic nuclear warheads, when they demonstrated the world they have the capability with their Satan 1 and Satan 2 missiles. Interesting. Guess who those are named for? The United States of America. Guess what Iran calls the United States of America? I'm not bashing my country. I'm bashing the bastards from hell, the offspring of the union of fallen angels and human beings who are still alive and well, in essence, that are destroying us right before our eyes and mocking us, Doug, right before the eyes of the world. We become a hissing in the sounds and nostrils of the world. And the only reason they tolerate stage man, the entity, at all their meetings and avoid them like the plague is because they understand, and the majority of them have sold out to Lucifer himself, that this is the plan to destroy all Western nations and to bring about a World War III, a nuclear war that will be over in hours, but probably, you know, all settled out within a couple months. And then the Prince of Darkness in the position and the person of the Antichrist, Antichrist means against Jesus Christ, comes on the scene promising peace, but at one price, your eternal soul. So, ladies and gentlemen, though we're dealing with the damnation of the majority of the world's population, you don't have to be one. The word encourage means to place courage within. Listen, these are perilous times. It seriously, it's heartbreaking. I don't know how anybody, Doug, can look at what's taking place in the Ukraine, innocents being murdered, what's happening to the Russians. The point is that, ladies and gentlemen, nobody benefits in war except the Illuminati, the globalists, and Lucifer himself. And how do we contend for the faith if we could care less? My contention with a lot of the quote-unquote preachers is they will not contend for the truth. That means put on the armor of God. That means take the sword of the Spirit and absolutely, absolutely, under the guidance, the empowering, and the direction. Not only should we be praying the Lord's Prayer to give us this day our daily bread, but also saying, and Lord, I need this day my daily direction. I know that people are praying that, Doug, that listen to our audience, let's just call it.
I pray that. Look, give me direction. Dear God, give me. Every night when I hit my knees, I'm waiting. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord. Just tell me what you want me to do. I want to be obedient. I want to follow. I want to read my own mail, so to speak. Okay. I don't want to do what Steve Quayle is doing. Okay. Because he's doing it. I want to do what you tell me to do, Heavenly Father. That's kind of how I pray. So you're right. And I think we need to kind of focus in on our tasks. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. And you said you're waiting, Doug. The scripture is very neat. When people have that attitude of prayer and they wait for an answer from Almighty God, number one, they're looking to him to give them an answer. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
The promise of scripture, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, our strength is fading. Let's just say this, our ability to fight a supernatural war in our minds or our desire is doomed to failure. You cannot deal with spiritual warfare outside of the Spirit of God, because the Bible is very clear. God said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And so in essence, Doug, we're in a contest of eternal consequences, and God's people need to appropriate the supernatural power of Almighty God. That's why I pray for miracles. I pray for your listeners, my listeners, because we have separate platforms and a joint platform.
Sure.
And I pray that God will grant everyone miracles. I'm talking definable, transformational encounters with the resurrected Jesus Christ, the person of the Holy Spirit, and come into an understanding of how great the love of God is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. All you see in the world from the devil, and the devil is the sinister master planner and plotter of humanity's destruction. He knows if he deceives the human beings, he can get them to do which is evil in the sight of the Lord, and they will proceed to absolutely bring God's judgment upon them. We are the voice. In essence, Jesus said, As I was with the children of Israel, so I'll be with you. And I'm not talking about the nation of Israel. I'm talking about the 10 tribes of Israel. And I'm talking about the promise of God to all who are the children of Abraham by faith. And this is so, how should I say this? It can't get any more pertinent. So at what point is the wrong button pressed? I believe that Nord Stream 1 and 2's destruction was done by the United States of America. I believe it was watched in real time from the Situation Room in the White House. Pay attention to what I'm saying, everyone. I couldn't know this stuff unless someone who knows this stuff told me. Why is it? Because people always want it to be in Time Magazine. I even put up, Doug, a Time Magazine article that was extolled, and I put right in the disclaimer, I only put this up to show you how fake the narrative is. We all know the success of COVID-19 vaccines. So go ahead and take the mRNA version of the influenza or the flu injection. They're not going to quit. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if it's polio. It doesn't matter if it's Ebola. It doesn't matter if it's any variation of Ebola, smallpox. It doesn't matter. They're not going to quit. That's what I think people have got to understand. They were going to keep coming up with more and more. And because they know of the resistance through the failure of their damnable, murderous, heretical vaccination of human beings all over the world. They're going to spread it through insects. They're going to spread it through any way and every way they can. And again, insects, the vector for insects, just look up. People, please look up. Insect-borne pathogens. You're going to be astonished. And some of them are some of the worst diseases in the world, not just because it's malaria. Imagine malaria is just one of the insect-borne diseases. But imagine, Doug, in essence, they just release those things, the wee beasties, on, if you will, such a voluminous level that it saturates everything and everywhere. And, oh, by the way, they're not just talking about airborne insects. They're talking about insects that crawl, insect. In essence, everything that can be weaponized is going to be weaponized.
Including
and
our food.
And that's why Jesus said, if you didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, those who are called by the name of the living God, given their hearts to Jesus, Jesus our personal Lord, and say, there'd be no humanity left. And that's something that people have just not even embraced in the whole transhumanist argument. They're out to extinct humanity and mankind.
You know, it only what is happening today, and this is my view, I consider myself a reasonable, normal, sane, rational human being. When you look at everything that's going on, especially with, like you said, with the weaponization of insects, using the mRNA platform as really the delivery system for just about everything, okay, now that can actually impact and edit your DNA, okay, they're not going to stop. You're exactly right. So why would this be? And the only answer that I come up with is found in, quite frankly, found in your older books as well as your current for sale books, the destruction of mankind, and as it was in the days of Noah, here we are again, nothing new under the sun, same playbook, and really the same actors, different faces and names.
At some point, ladies and gentlemen, whoever speaks the truth, whoever's written the truth, and I'm talking the truth on a biblical, empirical, objective basis, at some point, you know, at some point I'm gone, meaning I'll go to be with Jesus when it's God's time. Doug will be gone, but there will be an event. And it's not just Doug and I, I'm just saying this for, it'll be a word that Mike Adams has spoken. It'll be a word that Daniel Holdings has declared. It'll be a word that Mike Adams has said, or a statement or a phrase. Even though they will take eventually every truth teller off the airwaves, these times that we have with you, and God bless you all for your prayers, for Doug and for me and for Mike, and for all of us in alternative news and radio. But when our voices are silenced, there's still a seed planted. As long as you're alive and as long as you realize you have the time, and see, that's what everybody misses, the time of coming to know Jesus, the opportunity to know Jesus. I want to make a statement right now, Doug. For all you who are backslidden Christians, you know who you are. I was a prime example of one for multiple years. But you know who you are. In your heart, there's a cry. Oh, God, can you ever forgive me? And God's saying, come back to me and I'll forgive you. It's God has in essence, put the greatest white flag saying, come in, come in. You'll be forgiven. And Doug, the greatest feedback I've ever gotten, you've ever gotten, and we've ever gotten, individually and separately, I want people to understand this, is that when people say, thank you for making it easy to come back to Jesus, as easy as it is to come back to Jesus through repentance and quit doing what you're doing, and you can, God will give you the grace, but it's as easy, maybe even easier, to say, God, I've never believed in you. God, I've never thought you were real or even pertinent or relevant. But if you're real, the honest heart's most important prayer, please reveal yourself to me. Is Jesus really the Son of God? Reveal yourself to me. And I want to say something to all the occultists that listen to this, to all the military, to all the spy agencies. All you are taught to hate Jesus and God. How can you hate something, Jesus and God the Father, if he didn't exist? How, those of you who have taken the Luciferic initiation, who served Lucifer, Why is it that you can't even name the name of Jesus and have to refer to Jesus as a Nazarene? I have an answer for you. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Every name. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand this. The war against Christians is kicking into high gear. When you hear some dumbass or some hateful atheist taking on God and his people, you stand up. You write. You stand up. Well, I don't want him to know where I'm at. Well, with that attitude, you better worry about where you're going to spend eternity. Because again, Jesus is very clear. If you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father. And Doug, the word responsibility, it should be second nature. When do God's people get tired of the mockery of Jesus Christ? If that were a mockery of Muhammad, if that were a mockery of Buddha or in different faiths, they will defend what they believe with their lives. Only in America do they who claim to be followers of the living God and the Son of the living God go silent. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we stand now or in a very short period. And this is why I'm praying that those of you who live in California, I'm praying that you'll be able to sell your property and get out of there. Same thing with Washington State. Same thing with Oregon. Same thing with New York. Same thing with New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a nuclear war flashpoint. It will not simmer down from here. And Doug, that's I guess, the cry of my heart. It will not simmer down. How many people have to freeze to death in the United States? How many people still can't get the fact through their head that there's no selection in the grocery shelves? If there is any selection, it's very minimal. The land of plenty, the land of grace, the land of mercy exists no longer. I love my country. I wouldn't have been fighting tooth and nail, both in front of the camera or on radio, all those years, if I didn't. And then behind the background, in the background, staying as active and effective as I can in order to stay in the realm of being a viable, if you will, enemy of evil. And how do I say this? With all of your prayers, those of us on the front lines, and if it weren't for the intercessors, Doug, that pray for you and I and pray daily for us, I can tell you from my perspective, I'd be dead. And from knowing you and what you've had to deal with, you'd be dead. So God is not finished with us yet because he still has work to do in the hearts of the people that are your audience. Boy, I've never had a podcast like this in my life, okay? And I sense that that's the urgency of the hour. Forget the tyranny of the days. Forget, and I want to tell you, you were told specifically, brothers and sisters, when Aaron Brickman came on, the exact day that the market would tank and what's getting ready to happen in the financial world. Remember this, money answers all things, but what happens when there's no money and there's no answer? I think that's what is really important, Doug, for people to understand. The average American cannot live at the same standard with the same income, as inflation is the most, I would call it this, it is the eraser and provides the erasure of all that used to be considered normal, used to be considered, we used to take it for granted. You go to a refrigerator, open it up, have whatever you have. You want a burger, you ketchup, mustard, onions, you want a hot dog, you want, nowadays that would have been the old take me out to the ball game period, but you want to be able to have organic this, organic that. And I tell people, I say, the day's coming when you won't have this or that. So what are you going to have? I know that applies to me. I know that applies to you. The pleading of Almighty God is to wake up, wake up. God says, yeah, once more will I shake the heaven and the earth. And we have earth-shaking events going place. I'll tell everybody this too. Seismic events that are increasing around the world, there are specific orders, presidential directives to USGS and others. They have to be quiet. on the threat of losing their seniority, their paycheck, whatever. You cannot have any introduction to reality. You can only live in the world that they present, in which the mega corporations control all the mainstream secular press. And I think, Doug, it behooves us to understand, we not only fired the first shot at Russia, we continue firing the shots at Russia, we move more advanced weaponry. All the information has come out in the last 3 hours, nuclear weapons. And again, nobody deals with Venezuela. I've dealt with it with you. Russian bombers there, Iranian missiles with nuclear warheads there. The old, fight between Israel and Iran, do they have uranium enrichment? They've had functional nuclear weapons for probably decades. Now, the ability to make them all on site is another thing. But listen, they are coming up. We are being brought down. We live under the curse of Deuteronomy 28. And I would encourage everybody, whether you know God, you don't like God, I would just encourage you to go and read Deuteronomy 28, because the United States of America is experiencing strangers from without are displacing us from within. Open borders, they will be brought, you will be brought down very low. They will be lifted up very high. The borrower is servant to the lender, another scripture says. And ladies and gentlemen, we are being dispossessed. Those in the American people are being dispossessed of their blessing, their land, all of the functionalities of life, indoor plumbing. That's going to be a thing of the past, you know? And so you look at the insidious nature of wickedness. And the agreement amongst those, the majority, and I mean, it's a total majority of those who may smile and talk talks, but the slogans, the Republicans, their slogans aren't worth a pot to urinate in. The slogans of the Democrats, you know, and what we're doing. Look at what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Look at what's happening. And you can't print money with nothing to back it up. The world is just a breath away from calling the U.S. dollar's bluff. And when they do, everything that we have known, everything will dissipate on a fast base. No power? That changes everything. No gas? That changes everything. No money? That really changes everything. No food? So all I can say is this isn't hopelessness, but it's a reality break. And we are only going to be alive and provided for, unless God decides to take us ahead of time, by the mercy, the majesty, and the history of God fighting for his people and providing for his people, which the Old Testament and the New Testament is filled with examples of contemporary miracles that small groups of Christians are now experiencing all over the world. But ladies and gentlemen, the lie of deception, the distraction that will ultimately lead in destruction, America is going to have a great revival. America, the wealth of wicked is going to be stored up in the righteous. No, it's not. The wealth of the wicked is going to stay in the wicked's hand, and your money is going in their hands. Darth Vader's little brother, Klaus Schwab, you know, you're going to own nothing and be happy. You know, what does he play? The song that, Don't Worry, Be Happy in the background? Or does a mothership that launched that guy onto the earth? I mean, you know, seriously, I'm thinking Star Wars, a parody of that, maybe not so much a parody of that. Yuval Harari, please listen to what that man is saying. They killed God. Oh, yeah. I can tell you this, that he's going to reap in his body that which he's sowing in his body. He's claiming that they killed God. I don't see an example of that. They're going to cut out his body, or they're going to kill his body. That would be all Christians. So they can't get to God, so they'll tear up the image and likeness of God in humanity. And Doug, I honestly, you know, there are times after doing this show, I pray, Lord, please open the ears of someone. If it's one seed, 1,000 seed. bring it to fruition. We're told in the Word of God, Christians should have been the most outspoken antagonists of the abortion issue, you know, when it first came into being. We should have been standing for innocent life. What's happening to the 250,000, quarter million parentless children? If you and I could see what happens to those little humans, whether it's in satanic ritual abuse sacrifices, whether it's in sex trafficking, whether it's whatever they do, little people, and that doesn't bother. See, Doug, this is the hardness of hearts. This is where I believe America is. Nothing affects us. Now, the people who have a good heart and are following Jesus, who are renewed, I'm not talking, but I'm talking the majority of Americans doesn't understand what's happening to them. They're being kicked out, and there's a new landlord in town. His name is Lucifer, and everything you've worked for, everything you've built up, your parents, your heritage, your inheritance, that which you would have left to your children and grandchildren, is now at risk. And if God, Lord, I literally pray that the words, some of these words, will take hold in the people's heart, in fertile soil, and you'll grant unto these listeners, our friends, our brethren, and even our enemies, Lord, a real revelation of how late the time frame is. I ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. I believe you can pray with your eyes open. I believe we can pray with our hands lifted towards heaven, because there is no earthly power that can deliver the United States. There is a satanic power that the United States has been delivered into their hands. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours. The choice is ours. The choice is mine. The choice is Doug's. Well, I don't believe in free will. You, pun intended, will. As you see that which you have denied, that which you see, oh, that can't be true. The U.S. military right now is suffering so great defeats. How can I know this? Because the people that know tell me, you would never know it. Well, I don't believe what he says. Fine. The day, Doug, of the unbelievers having anything to come out of their lying lips, the scorners, the mockers, the ridiculous, those who mock the living God, their days, their mouth will come to a complete standstill. Their tongue will cleave to the roof of their mouth. Starvation will hit their bellies. Thirst for that which once was free, the blessing of water. All that we have known is going to be taken away. Can I say it any plainer? Could I say it any clearer? And in a flash, I don't know if it'll be a selective nuclear attack. I believe that at first. As Russia, I'll go back and visit something I said. They already said Washington, D.C., New York is toast. Also Denver, Colorado, especially the COG facilities, the continuity of government facilities underneath the Denver International Airport. Those of us who have been on talk radio for a quarter of a century were talking about that as it came into play, all the building going on, the people that were building, the people that signed non-disclosure agreements, and then the moving probably 2 years ago to a lot of the intelligence agencies, financial. A lot of people are already there. But Russia said an interesting thing. They said, we're going to hit New York. We're going to hit the entire DC Metroplex. We're going to hit Denver, and we're going to hit all COG facilities, continuity of government facilities, at the same time. Now, if you understand what that means, is that they ran to their bunkers thinking they could hunker in the bunker, but they never considered a three-stage thermonuclear weapon that is based on advanced ground penetration ordnance. In essence, that which was built for the weapons that existed years ago no longer can stand up to the weapons that exist now. Does that make sense?
It does, yes, very much so. Wow. You're on fire. Keep going, brother. I mean, if you can, I unless you need to take a drink of water, but you're on fire. You know what? let me do this. Let me take care of some business here. Folks, I want to let you know, I want to thank everyone who supports us. And by the way, folks, Steve Quayle, make sure you sign up for his private briefings. I call them intelligence briefings because that's what they are. I'm telling you what, you'll never, ever get information elsewhere than with Steve Quayle, his intelligence briefings. You can go to stevequayle.com. That's where that's kind of like the home site. And then from there, you can go everywhere else. Qfiles.tv, gen6.com. Okay, those are his websites. Links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But I want to tell you that today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. You know, look, a lot of us feel very, very squishy. Okay, that's the word I use about online shopping. I don't want to miss out on deals. Eric, the tech, and I, we purchase studio equipment quite frequently when we shop online. But thanks to Honey, and oh, by the way, we look for coupon or promo codes and coupons and all that stuff. We used to anyway, but thanks to Honey, manually searching for that type of thing for coupon codes, that's a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart. So by the way, we've used this and we've saved money from things like delivered food. I think we saved probably in the last month on equipment and other things using Honey somewhere just south of $100 on our purchases. And I'm going to say our purchases between pieces of equipment and supplies and such, and even food delivery, maybe right around, I would say that represents at least a double-digit savings on our purchases. I've got to tell you, it's incredible. On one purchase alone, it was a device to hook up our broadcasting equipment. The cost on it was, I think, $198, and we saved $19 actually, so about 10%. There it is. So, and it's very, very easy to use. Honey just doesn't work on your desktop. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari and on your phone and save on the go. Now, if you don't already have Honey, you should have Honey. Please do this. You could be starting missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. I never recommend something I don't use. I've been using this with great success, saving money. That's the thing. Get Honey for free. Folks, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's join Honey for free. .com/Hagman or join. Yeah. Let me say that again. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. Joinhoney.com/Hagman. One more time. Joinhoney.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. Again, I apologize for that little snafu there. But wow, you know, Steve, there's so much going on here. You started out by talking about nuclear war. You started out by the potential for, or the likelihood, or the probability of, and now we're here to the point where we only have probably about 10 minutes left of the program. So you covered so much ground. I want to share one thing with you that you may not know because we didn't talk because of the schedule. Aaron Brickman was on yesterday, and it's going to be second part two is going to be on Friday. On September, he was on with you on August 25th when he said September 23rd, the Dow would close at right around 29.5. It closed at 29.590. Okay, that's how close he was. And he did share, we talked about you, and he did share some things to look for, some mile markers in the future. So I just want to thank you for all, because I know he's a friend of yours and friend of mine as well, but I want to thank you for everything you've done. But you've covered a lot of ground, so I'm going to get out of the way. Continue in the remaining 10 minutes we've got.
Well, again, I want people to understand that we're in the closing moments of our history. If Doug, the reality that there are entities, evil, fallen angels, demons, a demon is a disembodied spirit. It's critical that people understand this. That a fallen angel is not a demon and a demon is not a fallen angel, but that the demon is a disembodied spirit of the offspring or the hybrid of a fallen angel father and an earthly mother. People confuse it and think that giants having sex with earth women, that's not what we're talking about. Jesus made it clear that Satan, he saw Satan fall from heaven, but also that angels can even manifest, the devil himself can manifest as an angel of light. So what I want people to understand is that demon is a disembodied spirit. Easiest way I know to teach it is Goliath, when he died, that hybrid spirit of Goliath and of the earth mother of Goliath, I don't know her name, but the bottom line is when any giant died, and there have been quite a few giants dying in history, have they become demons upon the earth, just like the Gadarene demoniac. And the Gadarene demoniac was an individual that Jesus cast a legion of demons out. Now, a legion of fallen angels is 2,000. I never knew that. I've been taught that. I always assumed it was 1,000 based on Roman legions. But why this is pertinent to what we're talking about today, the gates of hell have opened. That means that the Western way of looking at things, if you will, the clinical, and I would say this, false scientific way that we've looked at everything, especially with the vaccination of 100 million people worldwide, is an offspring or an offshoot or the fruit of evil. And that evil is manifesting because the gates of hell have opened. And Jesus, when he's talking about the gates of hell, you can call it a portal, you can call it a stargate, you can call, it's the same thing. It's a dimension that was once forbidden for those entities to come into our realm to seduce and destroy, to mislead, to question faith, to bring in the D word, doubt, which results in death. Jesus is telling us plain in his word. The disciples have told us plain in his word. I want to make it really clear, too. I got an email. I had to share with the gentleman that the book of Revelation is not allegorical. It is the revelation which God the Father gave to his servant, John the disciple, on the island of Patmos when John the disciple was banished for the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is a revelation of Jesus, who is the only one worthy to open the seven seals that would reveal the history of the world in the end of days leading up into the second coming of Jesus Christ. People who think the book of Revelation is passe and happened, in 90 AD, no way. They didn't have the technology that the whole world would have to be marked with a mark. I'm not talking about a Roman coin. I'm talking about a mark that's on the forehead or on the hand. There's no way the whole world could watch as two witnesses who will be here contesting with the devil, contesting with Satan and the false prophet. Only a supernatural person, or in this case, persons, could even deal with the devil in the supernatural realm. With Doug, quite candidly, God's people, because of the seduction, the reduction, and the lack of teaching, aren't up to it. So a supernatural evil manifesting in two entities, the Antichrist and the false prophet, can only be challenged by two men who never died. People can argue with me, but Moses died. The scripture is very clear. The two witnesses, Elijah and Enoch. Interesting. Because they're the only two men that never saw death, but the Bible's clear. It's given man once to die and once a judgment. Well, here's the deal. Whoever the two witnesses are, I believe they're alive right now, they will challenge in a supernatural mode of miracles the evil that people will be seeing, and God will give them a choice. No man, no weapon system, no devil, no fallen angel, no collective of hell will be able to destroy the two witnesses until they have been done with the ministry in 42 months, and they will be slain on the streets of Jerusalem. The whole world will watch, and they'll clap their hands, and they'll give presents to each other. Finally got rid of those guys. But then all hell breaks loose. Hell like has never been known on earth, and Jesus is very clear, it's never been, never will be again. But God, in the person of his Son, bringing the heavenly hosts, the heavenly armies. When God's called the Lord of hosts, this gets me excited. That's the Lord of God's armies. And I'm sure glad the fallen angels know what their end is. But knowing what their end is, they're going to accelerate their time of death. My last statement, Doug, I'll turn it back to you. Turn to Jesus. Again, I say to the backsliders, he will no wise God turn you away. Jesus is there with his arms out, Rich. To those of you who've never known him, ask God, I can't deal with everything going on. If you're real, reveal yourself to me. God is a God of the supernatural, Doug, and he will meet human hearts wherever they are honest and open to him. And thank you again for today, because, ladies and gentlemen, nuclear war is in play today. And I can't tell you when the first nuke goes off, but president entities request to Moscow, or President Putin exactly, that please don't use nukes after we just destroyed their pipelines is so, how do I say this, abjectly pathetic. If you don't want a war, don't start one. And we, the United States, started the entire contextual dialogue of nuking Russia.
It's actually, Steve, I believe this to be the case of continuation of of the war that we've been fighting with Russia, asymmetrical war, since really the fall of the Soviet Union and even previous to that from the Bay of Pigs. But you know, we've been fighting asymmetrically with Russia for quite some time. You know, when we attacked the ruble to bring down the USSR and make it the Soviet Union, and then subsequent to that, you know, here we are still fighting again. And so everything you just said, too, and this is backed by others who've been on this program, I have no doubt in my mind that we're looking at war in the very near future. Kinetic energy or kinetic action is imminent. And by imminent, I mean in the short term. So prepare and pray. That's both of those, please do that. Steve, I want to thank you so much for being part of the program tonight, and thank you for all you do. Man, I'll tell you what, you were on fire today. I love it. And this is one of your seminal broadcasts, I believe, when your greatest broadcast ever.
The lateness of the hour demands no holds being barred. Again, I would tell everybody who questions geoengineering, go on Dane Wigington's site, geoengineeringwatch.org. Look up weather control patents. Once you understand that, all weather-related droughts, famines, floods, hurricanes, cyclones, dust storms come into being. It doesn't mean there aren't natural things, but we're in the age now of the supernatural attestation of we are in the end of the age. And Doug, I don't know how many people have to freeze to death, starve to death, basically be bludgeoned to death, bombed to death, but this is the age of death, and the only answer to the age of death is a resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the promise of Almighty God to intervene in the lives and on behalf of the lives of those he calls his own.
Amen.
It's not changed.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you, my friend. Talk later. All right. Folks, that'll do it. Man, I'll tell you what a great broadcast. By the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, check out HagmanReport.com/training. HagmanReport.com/training. If you haven't done so already, there you can sign up for a special class coming up, use of weapons class that'll give you practical training by professionals. This is a Hagman special handgun and rifle training with Sam Andrews from Freedom Center USA. That's HagmanReport.com/training. It'll be in the link will be in the program description. Those you can read all about it there. And I want to thank my fine friends at NuPro, NuPro. That's NuPro, NuPro. Thank you so very much for taking great care of my best friend, Studio Dog Lady, and keeping her healthy with the nutritional supplement from NuPro, NuPro. Folks, check that out, NuPro. All right, that'll do it. Have a great night. May God bless each and every one of you. Make sure you hit your knees and pray. What's that? Oh, yeah, here, okay. I apologize. I was looking at the wrong clock. So, I got another minute. So let's talk. Pull up your chair. Let's talk just one more minute more. I just want to say this. I want to thank everyone who has stood beside me, this platform. You know, I try to be as transparent as possible about what's taking place. And we've had to make some schedule changes because of my schedule. Thank you for understanding And I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for your thoughts, your prayers, your kindness and generosity. May God bless each and every one of you. Now I can go, Eric the Tech says. And on behalf of Eric the Tech and Lady the Studio Dog, have a great night. God bless. Good night.